Ah, another Monday, dear friends. Another reason to wake up smiling. Speaking of smiling, I'm going to go to the phone room and say hi to Matt Warwick. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Jim.
Whoa, you're loud.
I'm loud.
You know, I've come to realize when I work with you in the production room.
Yeah.
You are twice the loud that I am.
I'm also twice the man.
I'm turning you down. Wait a minute, I missed that, you know? That was an opportunity for me to say something. Well, listeners, for those of you who are new to this side of the dial, you're just tuning in for the first time, Matt and I have prepared a little radio play about the history of WFMU, and here it is.
1969, WFMU is on the air.
Broadcasting from the college dorms.
Suddenly there is chaos.
The college dean does not like the radical DJ talk.
So they are shut down. 1975, WFMU returns to the air.
Now here we are today.
I don't think you're supposed to have echo on that last part.
No, I think it should definitely have echo.
I don't think it needs echo.
I think most things need echo.
You know, I think you're right, after all.
I do believe that. Most things need echo.
So speaking of things, how are they in the phone room, Matt?
Things here could not be better, Jim.
Hold on a second. You know, Ken is calling me. I got to help him with the potatoes. Can you introduce Olivia and say goodbye on behalf of me?
Oh, absolutely.
And you.
Well, coming up right now is Olivia with Radio Ravioli and her co-host Mona. And goodbye from Jim.